This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is bringing an ambitious message to this weekend's G20 Leaders Summit in India. His offer for the Global South is this: whatever happens to China's economy, the United States can help fund your development. More from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Biden is hoping to persuade fast-growing economies in Africa, Latin America, and Asia that there is an alternative to China's massive infrastructure plan called the Belt and Road Project, which has funneled billions of dollars to developing countries, but left many deeply in debt. Part of that pitch involves reforming the World Bank and boosting its funding under President Ajay Banga for infrastructure in the developing world. Washington thinks a rebooted World Bank could meet the Global South's needs and serve its own interests.
Jillian Kitchener reporting. North Korea launched its first operational tactical nuclear attack submarine, state media reporting on Friday. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who attended the launch ceremony, said arming the Navy with nuclear weapons was an urgent task. In 2019, state media showed Kim inspecting a previously unreported sub that was built under his special attention. At the time, analysts said the apparent size of the new vessel indicated it was designed to carry missiles. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Torrential rain in Hong Kong on Friday has led to widespread flooding, submerging streets, shopping malls, and metro stations as authorities close schools and ask non-essential workers to stay at home. The Chinese Special Administrative Region saw the highest hourly rainfall since records began 140 years ago. For more news, please join us at